This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Earlier this year, there were concerns that the 32-year-old healthcare system, which covers hundreds of thousands of retired teachers, was approaching a death spiral. The teachers' retirement system's TRS Care was expected to have a shortfall in excess of $1 billion. Lawmakers came to the rescue with an infusion of cash, a temporary patch so that the system's only facing a $700 million hole at present. But now the Austin American-Statesman reports another threat to what has long been considered a top benefit for retired teachers. The Statesman's Julie Chang reporting that participants are leaving the program in droves. Julie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why are so many retired teachers opting out of the TRS healthcare plan? And when you report droves, do you have some specific numbers?
Yes, about 7,800 retired Texas teachers have requested from TRS to no longer obtain health insurance coverage through them starting January 1st.
And what does that mean as a practical matter for TRS?
That could mean if there are a continual wave of teachers who are leaving the system, it could translate into higher healthcare costs for teachers down the road if this makes a continual financial impact on them.
Well, why? Why are so many retired teachers opting out of this TRS healthcare plan? It used to be, and you report on this, used to be that if you were a retired teacher and you could get this plan, that was a pretty sweet position to be in. I mean, people would say, hey, stick with that plan if you can. What's happened?
And I still think TRS still is a benefit for many teachers, retired teachers, but there are some that are saying that it's not worth it for them. Because TRS has such a high unfunded liability, the Texas legislature, through TRS, has had to make some difficult financial decisions, including creating plans that are not as attractive to retired teachers anymore. So they're facing higher costs for retired teachers, including higher premiums, higher deductibles, and services that are not being covered.
So when we talk about premiums, for example, any numbers?
Yeah. So in my story, I highlighted a former Austin ISD teacher who now has seen a 31% increase to her monthly health insurance expenses to a tune of $271 per month. And for a retired teacher who's on a fixed income, for example, she's on, she has a pension of about $2,200 a month. Mm-hmm. That can be a real blow to her monthly expenses.
But where would they go to get health care instead? I mean, still, $270, some people would say that's a relative bargain. I mean, there are people out there paying $600 or more for health care.
For this teacher, for example, she was just concerned that with the higher monthly premium she was paying, she might not be getting the services that she's been used to. And so she decided to go into the open market and do her research and find a health plan that works for her with the services that she needs for her health conditions.
There are a lot of people who have opted, though, to stay with this TRS health plan. For those who are still on it, is there a risk that this could collapse and that you would end up with hundreds of thousands of teachers who no longer, retired teachers, who no longer have any health care?
I think the possibility of TRS collapsing anytime soon is probably a stretch, just because the Texas legislature realizes that maintaining this benefit for Texas teachers is important. But that's not to say that in subsequent years there could be changes to their health care plans in order to save the state some money.
Julie Chang is a reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Julie, thanks again for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.